The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. We are in the midst of winter, but just remember, to all of those in the Northeast, the sun will always come back up. This winter storm is only temporary, and soon enough it's going to be spring. As a matter of fact, I just saw the groundhog say it's going to be a short winter, so there you go, spring is around the corner. Well, I'm glad you could all be with me today because I have a really, really super show for you tonight, and it's all about prosperity consciousness. About 5 or 6 years ago, I interviewed Todd Silva, the creator of Give Away a Dollar a Day program. This simple way of changing your thinking from lack to abundance is so easy that I thought it was time to bring Todd back on for a refresher course in this flow of energy. So if you are worried about finances, or you don't have a job, or you find yourself hoarding your money because you're still listening to all those news reports, then tonight's show is dedicated to you. Remember, we create everything in our life, and it's time to change the way we think about money. We'll be right back after these words on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Need to find some experienced help that can guide you into that life change you're seeking? Visit the Law of Attraction Radio Network's LOA store, where you'll find our recommended experts, must-have books, and other tools that will shift you into that new life. World-class teachers, feng shui and astrology experts, energy healers, intuitives, each one endorsed by the LOA Radio Network. Visit LOARadionetwork.com and click on LOA store. Remember, the help you need is just a click away.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Welcome back. Tonight it's all about prosperity consciousness with Todd Silva and the Give Away a Dollar a Day program he created. Along with this, I am so excited to announce that we are having a huge wealth creation cruise on June 4th, 2013 out of Boston, Massachusetts. That's right. To all of those who are in the Northeast and beyond, we are having 5 full days of mental immersion into wealth consciousness. For 5 days, you will be eating, drinking, socializing, and playing as if you already have everything you've always wanted. I've got to tell you, we have got the best workshops with the most incredible presenters. We have Jaden Sterling, best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success and Manifesting Wealth. Now, at the age of 26, Jaden was in the top 1% of income earners in the U.S. And later, in his 30s, he reached a multi-million dollar personal portfolio in real estate. Jaden is going to be revealing his law of attraction secrets on this cruise. We also have philanthropist Peter Adams presenting his workshop on the incredible visual festation system for wealth. And on top of all that, we have feng shui wealth expert Elliot Tanzer on board, which will help you to spot your money leaks in your home and business for effective money chi. And of course, we have our favorite success coach, Constance Arnold, with us, and our joy strategist, Marbeth Dunn, who will be showing us that we're already millionaires. And finally, we have Grandmother Parisha coming on board. She has helped hundreds of businesses to achieve financial success in record time through the understanding of how the brain works, especially with finances. It's really fascinating. Yes, this is an intensive wealth creation cruise, but don't worry. We're going to be doing group hypnosis sessions so that you can retain all of the information without getting fatigued. Now, this is a cruise you can't miss. So go to lawofattractioncruise.com and sign up. Space is limited. You don't want to miss this. I'll say it one more time. lawofattractioncruise.com. Doesn't get much simpler than that. Now, let's get on with tonight's show with Todd Silva and give away a dollar a day. I have known Todd for about 5 years now, and when I first brought him on, I received so many emails from around the world. People really resonated with the simplicity of this program. So I thought it was time to bring my friend back on and to remind us of this fabulous program called Give Away a Dollar a Day. Welcome back, Todd, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. It's been too long.
It certainly has. I know it's been a couple of years. Been a couple of years already.
Yeah, actually, I think it's been about 5 years. I still get your inspirational emails for Give Away a Dollar a Day, and they are filled with such great success stories about how it is to give away a dollar a day. I wanted to bring you back on and let all of the brand new listeners from the last 5 years really truly understand about the prosperity consciousness associated with this fabulous program. So tell everybody, Todd, why you created this program to begin with.
Well, great question. And you know, when I think of inspiration, I think inspiration always seems to come not when we're in our comfort zone, but when we're a little bit out of our comfort zone and we're kind of asking for questions and, hey, what do I do next? So I was this started back in 2007. So we're going on almost 6 years ago. I was at a time in my life where I was having some financial difficulties, and I'd been there before a few times, and so it wasn't a brand new experience for me. But this particular time just felt a little different. I wasn't quite sure how to get out of this one. So what I did, and I was praying quite a bit at the time. I pray every morning, love to do it. It's my favorite time of the day to do it is before the sun comes up, when it's all quiet and peaceful and the birds haven't even started singing yet. So I was at this particular time in my life, I was praying, and I was praying to God and said, hey, I'm having some difficulties here again, and I'm not sure what to do. And God had an interesting way of just kind of unfolding this thing over a several week period. What I did is I started getting some subtle hints that, Todd, one of the things you're doing is you're spending all your time thinking about yourself and what can you get in every situation rather than what can you give and what can you share and what can you give away. And so I didn't hear this in like 1 minute or 1 day. This unfolded over several days and several weeks. And I'm just kind of giving you the summary of it here. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at this and I said, okay, this makes some sense here. I'm getting this. Keep talking, keep telling me more. And then what I did is then I asked, I said, okay, this makes sense. How do I get out of this? How do I turn this around? How do I start giving? And how do I, you know, and in relation to, in relationship to this financial situation that I was in? And I got kind of an instruction or a set of instructions, and this may sound weird, and it's weird to me because I'm a guy, and you know, I don't like to think in terms of receiving instructions from God because I like to believe I have all the answers myself. But I got kind of this instruction of the way that you're going to turn this around is quit focusing on what you can get and start to focus on what you can give. So start to give away. And I said, okay, cool. Tell me more. Keep telling me more. I want to hear more. And that kind of evolved over time into give away money, and which was real interesting because I said, wait a minute. I don't have a ton of money to be giving away right now. What are you asking for? And the next one was along the lines of just give away a dollar. And I said, okay. And then the next one was, okay, now give away a dollar. Just give away a dollar every day. And so I said, all right, this sounds interesting. And in fact, there was something to this where I just trusted this. There was something in the way that I received this instruction that I trusted it. And I don't always trust inspiration. I don't always trust stuff that comes in from God because, you know, I'm pretty bullheaded and I like to think I have all the answers and I'm right all the time. So this was something else telling me, no, there's a different way. There's a better way to do it. So I decided to trust this and give this a shot. And in fact, I did one level better. I said, I'm going to do this. I like this idea so much, and this really just resonates. It's making my heart really vibrate really, really wonderfully right now. I said, I'm so committed to this that I'm going to do this every day for the rest of my life. Now, here's what was so funny. I was committing to something that I had no idea what I was even getting ready to go do anyway. So I didn't know. I hadn't given away a dollar yet. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what it was going to be, and I said, this is so cool, and it felt so right that I said, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Wow.
So you talk about that. That was some serious trusting. So what I did, it was a few days later that I was where I was in a lobby of a business that I was doing business with at the time. And I decided that I was going to give away my dollar there. So I had a dollar in my pocket, and I was waiting for the person who I was there to see. I was waiting for them to come into the lobby and pick me up, and we were going to go back to his office and have our meeting. And so as I was waiting there, there were a few other people in the lobby. There was like the receptionist there, and I think there was one other person there. And so I was looking at them, and I've never done this before, and I was like, okay, how do I give away a dollar without these people knowing it? So I just kind of real stealthily reached into my pocket and pulled it out, and I kind of stuck it in the seat in the chair that I was sitting in. I kind of stuffed it in between the bottom cushion and the side of the chair, and I put it there. And then the guy came out to my customer came out to greet me and walked me back to his office. And I was pushing the chair. As I was getting up, I was pushing the chair off to the side to make sure that he wasn't going to see the dollar because I didn't want to get caught. So I didn't get caught my first day. So I was able to chalk up, hey, I did it. I gave away a dollar. Great. We're going to do this again, and I'm going to have to get more creative the next time. So that was how it got started.
Oh, my gosh. And it just kept on. Every day you had to be a little bit more creative on where you left the dollar, right?
Yeah. What I did is I got more creative, and I've tried all kinds of things. And most of the time, when I give away a dollar a day, I do it anonymously, which is what I did that one morning. I do it anonymously, but there are some times where I'll give a dollar directly to somebody. And I really like doing that. And, you know, the interesting thing is sometimes I try to tip like cashiers, for example, at a store, but not all the time will they accept it. Or sometimes they think they can't accept it, or their boss is watching or something like that. And so I kind of have to, I guess, use my own intuition and say, is this the right time and the right place to do this? And like I said, most of the time I end up doing it anonymously anyway.
So what does this do to the psyche by giving a dollar a day? What are you accomplishing by doing this?
Well, it's really amazing. And before I completely get into that, let me say something that when I started this, I started doing this on my own, and I think I told my wife about it right away, and she's extremely supportive of it and just totally loves it. But I didn't tell anybody else about it for several weeks, and then I told a really good friend, and he just jumped up and down. He loved it, and he said, "Oh man, you need to tell more folks about this. This is fantastic." So he was a little bit of the inspiration to get me going to start writing emails and sending them out for folks who wanted to do this. And one of the questions that a lot of people would ask is I would get folks saying, you know, I really like this idea, but I don't have enough money. I can't give away a dollar every day. And my response to them is always, it's not the amount that matters. It's your gesture. It's the fact that you are giving. You're putting something back into the universe. You're putting something back to God every day. And so even if you give away a dime every day, you're making that gesture. And so you asked, what does this do? I think to the psyche, what it does in the universe, there's a thing that we call abundance. And that's all about what the law of attraction is all about.
That's right.
And abundance to me tells me that there's abundance everywhere all the time for all of us. We just have to decide when we're willing to be open to receiving it and enjoying it and partaking in it. But it's not just receiving it. Abundance is giving it and receiving it. So it's a complete exchange all the time. And so where I was a long time ago is I was always focused on what could I get? What can I get? And that's a one-way flow. You know, that's a point the fingers in towards me. You know, hey, give me, what can I get? But with giving a dollar every day or giving a dime every day or whatever it is that you make the commitment to do, you're now shifting the focus back outward so that you're now exchanging with the universe. And that's what gets you into the play of abundance every day.
Wow. Yes. I fully understand. It's you're shifting yourself away from lack and into abundance. But the very act of it is making you think, well, wait a minute, I can do it. Even a dime. I feel great. I am giving this out.
Absolutely.
I'm able to do that. It changes you from being so, like you said, so self-focused in that you're able to deliver out. I think that is brilliant.
Well, and you know what I do? I go, you know, once a month or once every month and a half, whenever it is, I go to the bank and my ones, and I keep them stockpiled. And I'm only going to tell you where I keep them if you're really nice and you really beg later on. I'll fill you in on that secret.
Okay.
But I have a stockpile of my dollars, and what really is cool about this, the way I do it is, or what I've really, really enjoyed about this is I get those dollars and they are, I could think of them as donations because I'm giving them away, but I don't write anything off on my taxes. I don't record this. I keep financial books and I keep track of my expenditures and things like that. But these dollars, they're just simply cash and they're just an expense. And I don't even account for it. Because if I did, then I would still be monitoring it. I'd still be tracking it. And so this is what I've really tried to create here is a complete giveaway, a 100% giveaway. And I guess another good word for that is an unconditional giveaway. Mm. I'm not tying anything to it. And I also think that I kind of got this very early on. I think that whenever I give away a dollar, I'm not really giving it to a person or something like that. What I'm really doing, when, especially when I'm giving it away anonymously or hiding it somewhere, I'm giving it back to God. And God is the one who says, ah, thank you. Now I'm going to go have fun and I'm going to give it to someone else.
I love that.
So I'm really, really getting back into exchange.
So after you drop the dollar, what do you do? Do you hide around the corner? Do you look back? What is it? I mean, it's got to be so much fun to see the expression on somebody's face after they receive it, right?
So that's a great question. Sometimes. not that often. And early on, you know, it was so funny because when I first got this going and I told you that my friend, he wanted to know more about it. So I put together a website which eventually evolved into what giveawayadollaraday.com is now today. So I put together my early website, had a whole list of things on how to do it. And I guess since I'm an engineer, I had all the, here's how to do it. And here's the things that I don't do, you know, because one of the things that I didn't want to do is I didn't want to go look and go peek around the corner and wait until somebody found it. Because what I wanted to do is I wanted to completely let go of it and then just move on. Because to me, that was the total giveaway. So, you know, I had all these rules at the beginning. I think I've thrown all these rules out since, and I've just said, hey, you know, this is meant to be fun and to be spontaneous. So sometimes I do. Sometimes I will look, and sometimes I even get caught, you know.
Oh.
I'll tell you a funny story. My wife's birthday was last week, and I was at the store buying her some flowers. And I had I had my dollar in my hand, and I found some flowers that I loved. I actually didn't end up buying them. I bought another bunch of flowers, but this one particular group of flowers that I did find, I really liked, and so I stuck my dollar inside of that, and just enough so that the half of it was sticking out the top so that you could see it. And there was this other, but then I went on and I shopped for some more flowers. Uh-huh. Well, there was this other guy there doing the same thing, and I was pretty sure that I thought he was almost done, and he was kind of on the other side, so he wasn't really seeing exactly what I was doing. So as I left this one particular batch of flowers where I left my dollar and I walked over to another part of the flower department, he comes back around and he sees exactly the ones where I left my dollar, and he pulls it up and he goes, sir, come here. I think you left this. And I'm thinking to myself, internally, I'm going, dang, I got busted, you know? And so I said, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so I took the dollar back from him, and then I had to wait until he was gone so I could find another place to put it. So I got caught. I got busted.
And usually they would try to give it back.
Oh, sure, yeah, because, you know, people are very good-natured. They are, yeah. and they're very honest, and they want to help out. So that's what it was.
That is so funny. You know, when I first talked to you all those many years ago about this program, you know, so I started giving away a dollar a day too. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful. I felt so good. I would even put a dollar at the bank in between the deposit slips. I was just having the best time. I put it in between the cans and at the grocery store, or I put it in the children's session so a child could find a dollar. I love doing that. So anyway, I was there one day, and my dad, who I was his caretaker, he came home one day from the bank, and he said, the funniest thing happened at the bank. I'm like, what happened, Dad? He says, there's a $20 bill at the floor.
Oh my God.
And I asked everybody, is this yours? And they go, no, it's yours. It's yours. And he goes, mine. And he, the look on his face and the joy that he felt, that he just felt so special for that day. And I'm going, oh my gosh, that was the biggest moment in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic.
How excited he was. I didn't get anything, but I knew it was the universe. And I know somebody dropped that $20 bill just for him.
Yeah. That's so cool. Oh, I love that story. Well, and you know, the thing that is so fun about this is to think back about when you were a kid, or you know, or even as an adult, when you find money. I really believe that no matter what your age or no matter how wealthy you may be, when you find money, everybody gets a little charge inside. And so when you do give away a dollar a day, you're creating that surprise for whoever else finds it, just like when your dad found the $20 bill.
Oh, it is so exciting. The joy of it.
Yeah.
Now, do you stop at a dollar a day? Can you do a couple of dollar days? What do you think? I think I heard you say, well, maybe on special occasions you would, or holidays or something, you would give a little bit more.
Well, I have been known to do that from time to time. I definitely have, and there are a lot of fun ways to do it. I mean, there have been times where I have given. I won't go into how much I've given, but I've been pretty generous on some occasions. But there have been times where I have given away $28 bills. There have been times where I've given away fives or tens. Another thing that is really fun to do is to, I haven't done this in quite a while, but I used to take five ones and roll them all up and put a string around it with a nice note and say, have a wonderful day.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, and there's five ones for somebody. So there's just, when you start doing this, as long as you do it with just, you know, just a sense of joy, there is just no end to the creativity.
Wow.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, you just become like a little kid again, you know, and it's you know, it's like hiding Easter eggs, you know.
So it is pure joy that you're bringing into your life because you're giving away something that you're hoping that somebody else is going to appreciate. But let me ask you, let's go back to the beginning of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it really change your financial picture?
That's another good question. So what I can tell you is that it did, and tremendously so. And what I can tell you was that I started it in late August of 2007. And by December, I got some really, really good news that started taking shape in January of 2008, and it's been very, very good ever since. I've got a real different level of respect for money and for finances and for giving and receiving and exchanging and abundance, and I think it's going to stick with me this time. So I can say that it's been wonderful and it's had a remarkable effect. I say all that, and I almost want to say it with a little bit of caution. And I like the question, and at the same time, I want to throw out a little bit of caution about the question. And here's why. Because I've had a lot of folks say or ask me something similar, you know, hey, once I start, you know, giving away a dollar a day, you know, how soon is it going to be before I win the lottery? Or how soon is it going to be before I'm going to be able to afford that bigger house? Those aren't the right questions to ask. Mm-hmm. That's not the question to ask, because this isn't about giving so that I can receive dot, dot, dot. It's not about that. If in fact, in my judgment, and I may be wrong here, but this is just the way I think and kind of the way I've received all of this in the first place. This isn't about giving so that you can receive. It's not because that's conditional giving.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is that you will receive, and you will receive tenfold, a hundredfold, it's just not, it's your receiving is going to be in God's time and in God's way. And if you truly are with an open heart giving unconditionally and with joy and on a regular basis, good is going to come back to you. Good fortune will come your way.
You know, it kind of reminds me a bit of tithing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will, they often scoff about giving money to the church. And I just think, wow, they're missing the point. Tithing is very, very powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're giving back to your spiritual source. There's something incredible about that. And it's like you say, if you're giving it without any thought about what you're getting back in return, the pure joy of it, that's the only thing you're going to be getting back that truly means a lot is that joy, that
yeah.
love.
Well, it's almost like that's the instant thing that you get back. You get that back instantly. Mm-hmm. You know that to get, you know, the giver is also the receiver. You can't give without receiving. And so you get that joy and you get that appreciation instantly and that gratitude instantly from the act of giving. What happens though, I think over time is you are aligning the particles in the universe in such a way that the abundance is, it's not coming your way because it's already there. You're moving yourself towards it.
True. Now, wouldn't this be great if children began to understand the principles of this early on?
Yes.
I remember giving my grandkid a couple of dollars, and I suggested, wouldn't it be kind of cool if you kind of gave away one of those dollars?
Yeah.
And he's looking at me going, huh?
Are you crazy?
Going, yeah.
Yeah.
But let's try hiding one and see what happens.
Yeah.
And you know what? He had such a great time. It stuck with him.
Yeah.
It stuck with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's why I mentioned about giving away dimes. I was even doing something for a while called Give Away a Dime a Day, and it was really meant for young people to get started with this, because you're right, the earlier that you can get started with this, you don't have to unravel any programming that you might have that might have gotten instilled in your later years that you kind of have to unravel it by doing something beautiful like this.
Yeah.
You know, if you can do this as a kid, it's like, man, you're learning at such an early age about give and take and exchange.
Exchange of energy.
Yeah.
So it actually transcends economic problems out there, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
I would say that. I mean, you know, I've had a dream from time to time that what if everybody was giving away a dollar a day? You know, what would that do to our worries and our fears about debt ceilings and and interest rates and foreclosures and all of that? Because the thing is when by the act of giving away a dollar every day, every time I do that, I realize that I actually have more than enough because I've got enough to give away. So if everybody did that, they would you feel in a kind of a small way, you feel richer. You feel rich because you have enough to be giving away. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes. And if I recall, wasn't there a story once about a lady who had three pennies and somebody, a wise old man, told her to give away two of the pennies? And it was like it was the only thing she had left, and she goes, "But why? I only have this. You know, I still have to feed my kids." He says, "Give away the two pennies."
Wow.
And that somehow she found a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
It cost more, but she was able to feed her kids.
Yep.
The miracles then started happening. So that's what I think with give away a dollar a day. You are allowing miracles to come into your life.
Exactly. And when I hear a story like that, what I think of is the word, back to that word, trust. And, you know, trust and faith are, to me, are fascinating things, because I think it's easy for us to say, yep, I believe, I trust this and I believe in this. But what do I really, at the end of the day, when I'm just looking in the mirror and it's just one-on-one, can I really say that I'm trusting right now? Can I really say that I trust in what tomorrow's going to bring? Or am I worried about it? Because if I'm worried about it, I can't trust and worry. I don't think can live in the same thought process.
Okay.
So trust is when you start to do this, you introduce a new element of trust by just simply letting go and saying, you know what, if it comes back, great. If it doesn't, that's fine too, because it's not why I'm doing it.
Brilliant. So tell us some of the wonderful stories that you've received through the email after all of these years. I know I've seen some of them, and they were just brilliant stories. Give us some of your favorite stories.
Oh, gosh, I've had one. I had a really good one the other day. Somebody was really got transformed by going to a restaurant, and there were some servicemen and women, and some armed services at the restaurant. And this person that wanted to give away their dollar hadn't done it for a couple of days. And so she said, you know, I need to catch up now. And there's like five of them there, and I haven't given away for 5 days. So she wanted to give away her $5 bills. So she went, as she was checking out before they were, she went back up to the cashier and she said, I want you to apply this to their bill. And just the satisfaction that she got out of that, and the cashier looked back at her and said, oh, you are such a wonderful soul. Thank you very much. She just lit up the place by doing that, and she walked out of there, and just imagine how good she felt from doing that. And they never knew it was her, but that wasn't what she didn't need. That she didn't need that approval or that acknowledgement back from them. She knew what she was doing. She knew that it was going to make a difference for them.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So that was a wonderful story. And there was another one. I hear several stories that are just great about folks who are standing in a line at a store or a convenience store or even like a fast food restaurant, and somebody in front of them is, you know, digging around through their pockets and can't find enough change and is coming up short. And then they'll reach into their pocket and they'll hand it up to the cashier, and they'll look back at the person and say, don't worry about it, I'll take care of this for you. And that is such a generous thing to be able to do, you know, for that person. And they'll look back at you and just think, oh my God, you know, you're a saint. I'll tell you another story too, that this one blew me away. This is one of the most profound ones I've ever had. This was a personal experience. I was in my car. It was a weekday, and I think I was going to a doctor's appointment. And I had just gotten out of a meeting, and I had to go have the doctor's appointment so that I could finish it and go have another meeting. And so I was in a hurry. And I live in Houston, and so I was driving in traffic, and there was just too much traffic. It was one of these situations where just too dang many cars around.
Yeah.
And I was just getting elevated. I was just getting, you know, pretty angry just with traffic, and I felt like I was running late. And I could really feel that I was real agitated that day. And it was a big intersection that I was at where I was waiting at the stoplight, and there was a guy walking around with a tin cup, and he's a panhandler. And he came around, he left the car in front of me and came right in front of my car and went over to the car next to me. So I had a chance to look at this guy. And this guy had, he was missing one arm, and he walked with a gimp, And he had, I'm honest about this one, he had probably a total of 3 teeth in his mouth. I mean, this guy just looked like, you know, somebody that I was in that state of mind where I was just like, dude, get out of my life. I don't want to have anything to do with you today. Mm-hmm. And so the guy next to me was giving him some money. I'm not totally sure. Maybe they were just having a conversation. But I finally said something broke my iciness. And I said, Todd, you know what? Look at how much judgment you got on this guy right here. You don't know who he is, and you don't know what he's been through. Mm-hmm. And plus the fact you haven't given away a dollar yet today. So I said, I'm going to give this guy my dollar. And I said, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to give him a couple more. So I rolled down my window, and he came over to my window, and I gave him this, and I said, here, I want you to have this. And he reached inside with his one good hand. He reached inside and shook my hand. And his hand was so warm, even though it was, you know, his fingernails were all dirty and he hadn't had a bath in I don't know how many weeks. His hand was very warm, and his teeth and his smile was all messed up. But there was something about his eyes, and he looked at me and he said, and this just blew me away. He said, he looked at me and he said, I love you.
Wow.
And I melted and I said, have a fantastic day. And he said, I will, and you too. And he went on, and he changed the rest of my day completely.
Wow.
You know, from that frantic mess that I was in, because just seeing him and meeting him and breaking down the walls of judgment about this guy and just giving to him shattered all of my pent-up anger that I had, and the rest of the day, I'll tell you what, I was in slow motion, and I was just kind of in heaven.
That's a great story. You know, every time I see a person standing at the freeway or off-ramp that's asking for money, I have no problem with giving them some dollars. I remember that it even states you never know when that person may be an angel in disguise.
Yeah.
And for that matter, every human being is an angel if we really stop and think about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. And the truth is that we don't know what they've been through. We do not know the path that they've walked. And I'll tell you, before I got into giveaway a dollar a day, before I started doing this, I wasn't giving to these folks all the time. Occasionally I would, but there were a lot of times where I would do my best to just kind of avoid them and move on. But now, I get a little bummed if the traffic is in such a way that I miss them, or, you know, or the traffic is going and I go by them. I like it when the light turns red and aha, now I can roll down the window and say, come here, I'm going to give you this.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? And we can all afford that dollar.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single one of us.
Absolutely.
Even that guy that's standing on the corner asking for a dollar,
yeah,
he can even afford a dollar to give to another person.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is I remember what I used to think many years back. I used to think that if I give this guy a dollar, what's he going to do? You know, in my judgment, I'd say, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
He's just going to go buy a beer or, you know, a pack of cigarettes or whatever. I mean,
bottle of Ripple. Yeah.
Bottle of Ripple. You know, he's going to go do something to harm himself. Well, what was I doing but just simply judging him? I don't know what he's going to do. But not only that, but it's a little, I come back to the whole idea of give away a dollar a day. What I'm doing, it works best when I hold the space of just simply giving it back to God. And then God, you do with it, you disperse it however you want. So when I give a dollar or more to a homeless person, I'm giving it back to God. I'm not giving it to that person to go buy a drink. I'm giving it back to God.
Good point. So I can safely say that this act of giving away a dollar a day is probably more of a spiritual act than most people will ever do in their lives.
Well, I mean, it might be. I think we all have profound spiritual experiences. I know a lot of folks. I've got a lot of friends who have had some very profound experiences. I've had many in my life, and sometimes I would have an experience or be in a situation where I didn't answer the door, or I didn't listen, or I didn't act upon it. I didn't act upon the inspiration I was receiving, but sometimes I did. So I think all of us have spiritual experiences. What this is this is a way to just keep it going every day. And I think these are like little mini experiences, but boy, do they add up over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and over, because I think the other thing about this too that we haven't talked about yet is this is really, this is creating a habit. I know you've heard about things like, if you want to go start a routine of running or exercising or something like that, you'd have to do it for 20 days or 21 days in a row, or if you want to start a meditation practice or a yoga practice, you have to do it for 21 days in a row, or however much it is, or however much the experts say that you have to do it for however many days before it becomes a habit that you will continuously do from there on out. And so my whole thought on give away a dollar a day is that if you really want to do it, if it calls to you, don't just do it for a couple of days. Make the commitment to do it for a while. Make the commitment to do it for a month or two. And then you'll get hooked on it. You'll get hooked on it, and you'll want to keep doing it. And then that, over time, becomes just this one big spiritual experience that keeps growing and being added on by all these little daily things that you're doing.
That is so true, the habit of it all. That is so important. You know, I keep on thinking that, and in the law of attraction, we are simply mirrors of our own emotions. Everyone that comes up to us is reflecting back to us what is inside.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if we are giving out to another and we then get back joy, it just makes so much logical sense that this is occurring. We are all connected to each other, and what we do to another is what we do to ourselves.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, that reminds me of something that I've heard so much of recently, and it's so true. It's so simple. It seems elementary, but if you want to receive abundance, give abundance. If you want to receive peace, give peace. If you want to receive love, give love. It seems so simple.
Yes.
And it actually is simple. You know?
Give that which you are lacking in.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And I think if you give back to abundance and to increasing abundance or the awareness of abundance, what that eventually does is that eventually opens up the abundance that you see every day. You will see more abundance the more that you're giving it away.
You're seeing, you're allowing more miracles. You're actually able to see. That's right. You can see the miracles. You can see the opportunities. You're no longer stagnant.
Yeah, and think of it this way, too. Think of the reverse. Because I think most of us have done this, one time or another, maybe many times, where we have looked at the world and we've been thinking lack in our own minds, and oh God, I don't have enough right now. I don't have enough. I'm in dire straits right now. And so when you look out, you see that, and so more lack just simply gets reflected back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to change that, there's probably a lot of ways, but an easy way here is to just start giving. Just start doing a simple act of daily giving.
And there's another scenario that happens, and it occurs right now because people watch the mainstream media and they worry about the economy. So what do they start doing? They start hoarding their money.
Right.
And they don't give it out, and they're worried about the future, and yet they have enough that they can be generous towards others. And that would get them out of that hoarding phase or phase completely.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, money is kind of complex, I think, because really there are things that we have to have money for. We have to have money to pay the rent or the mortgage. We have to have money to pay the, you know, put gas in our car and pay for groceries. And so there's a real concreteness and a real practical side of money. But money also is really just energy. And so we can't hoard it. We have to keep it flowing. Mm-hmm. If we hoard it, it's like blocking off a river by both ends of a river by a dam, and you just create stagnation. It doesn't flow. It doesn't move. And money, just like all forms of energy, really flows.
That's right. And money can also keep you a prisoner.
Yes.
You will have no freedom if you concentrate on money. You know, it's with the debt and the credit cards and everything, we lose our freedom.
Right. Right.
And the one way to give it back, get freedom back, is to change your mindset and to be generous.
Right. Absolutely. Simple acts of service, simple acts of giving.
Yeah.
It works wonders.
Mm. Well, this is the reason why I had to have you back on.
Oh, thank you so much. And I do have to say this. When I got my dollar out of my pocket today and gave it away, mm-hmm. I dedicated it to you.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I did. So my giveaway had your good energy on it.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much. Now, for people, you need to go to this website and check it out. GiveAwayADollarADay.com.
Yep, and we also have a page on Facebook. So when you're on Facebook, just go search for Give Away a Dollar a Day, and there's a page there as well.
And remember the name Todd Silva. He is a blessing to us all.
Thank you, Jules. You are such a blessing. They're the best of good fortunes to you.
Thank you, my friend. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great week. And don't forget to check out lawofattractioncruise.com. This is going to be so wonderful, and it's going to set you up for life in creating the wealth that you have been wanting. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.